This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi tamotu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Welcome to Manawatu Conversations, recollections of the past and sometimes opinions about the future.
Today we have
Andrew Stevens.
Andrew Stevens, and I am Iola Hegarty. We are going to be talking about the most important factor in retired people's lives, which is men sheds. And Andrew, you had experience of these in Australia or?
In New Zealand.
And in New Zealand?
Yes. As far as Australia is concerned, I haven't been involved there, but I have had a look at one of their sheds over there in Melbourne. But getting back to more exciting things, the men's shed here in New Zealand. In 2009, we started it off and we got together. And but it all started when I lived in Australia for quite some time and came back in 2009. And I stayed at my brother-in-law's home with my sister Gay and in Waikanae. And Nigel said to me, well, look, for something to do, Andrew, have you heard of men's shed? And I said, no, not at all. He said, well, I've got an idea. And it's sort of going to be a little bit like Australia, but kind of not. We want to do it our way. And I found out later on that most of the funding in Australia came from the government. Well, it's a little bit different here. We do things our way here in New Zealand, and we're going to have to find some sponsors and some people to service up us in some way. And we don't know where we're going to go yet, but we're going to start off in Wellington. And there were four guys down there who were in a community building, and they decided to sort of start cobbling away and just doing things and meeting once a week. And he said, that seems to me like that's the place to start. So, and they need some help. And so we drove down there one Thursday, and that was in the morning, and was introduced to the blokes and had a little chat. And they had their saws and hammers and screws and things like that, but they also had something else. They had friendship. They had love and friendship, and they were doing something with their hands, and that's the whole crux of men's shed. These guys who they've lost perhaps their wives, or they've just retired generally, and they've moved from a large home to a small home. They don't have a shed. They don't have any tools to play with. They've retired, and this is an ideal way to be the foundation for the men's shed. And this is what we did, and this is what we started off with. And it really, to see the changes in some of these men as it's grown over the years, has been absolutely marvellous. Not only mentally, but even their wives are happier, I'm sure. But it really does go very, very well. And if anyone around the country is visiting somewhere near one of these sheds, there's something like 140 of them scattered throughout New Zealand right now, and it's still growing. You'll find that it's very, very pleasurable to go along to one of these sheds. You find out where they are. In fact, you can look in the back pages of the Shed magazine. It's on one of your favourite shelves in your favourite supermarket. You'll find that there's plenty of them to look at, and I'm sure you'll probably end up joining them if you've got nothing else to do.
Well, I think that's absolutely one of the reasons why, you know, Men's Shed Manawatu was started here in Palmerston North, was really people were downsizing their houses, and yes, men didn't have space, but also having given up work, That wasn't that contact there daily for the little chat over morning tea, which I've actually seen as extremely important with men's sheds. Yes. And yes, I think it was interesting that you said about Australia and it being funded by central government. And talking to somebody some weeks ago about men's sheds here in New Zealand, and he was actually quite surprised that we were actually able for men's shed, Manawatū, to access central government funding.
Mm.
But at that time, the focus was on mental health and for people who've retired, and it did seem to be that was a very good place to put funding from the health department. So, yes, it's but
that's understandable. Yes, and under that thing, yeah, it's good. Yeah.
Anyway, you talk about sponsors, and I see you've got a magnificent list of sponsors there for that was Kapiti when you, which was the. Came after Wellington?
What we did is, once Wellington got cracking, and right. It took us about 6 months to organise that, and Nigel and I were driving back from Wellington to go back up to Kapiti one Thursday, and he said, right, we've got this settled, let's get Kapiti going. And Kapiti still is a district where there's quite a few retirees, a lot of homes there, and it was just ripe for that that sort of system, that movement to start up there. So off we went, and we joined up with Charles Lloyd, and we had to get 25 members in a meeting. And we got them all in one of the halls there, and we got that all their names, and they put their signatures in, and away we went. What we did is we also sat down and we got a plan together. And of course, everyone needs a plan, and we also needed some rules on what to do. We also got in touch with a very nice local lawyer, Susan Mills, and she did everything for free for us. And we were going to be a community organisation, and she was only too happy to do that. And she got everything together and ticked everything off, and off we went. And in 2010, we became an incorporated society. But while that was all happening, we were had talks with the local council to see if they wanted us to get interested in, we wanted to get interested in one of their properties if they had any spare room. The whole idea of that was to, so we didn't have to pay any fees. We didn't have any money to buy any buildings. We didn't have a shed. No one was going to loan us one. And what we wanted to do was to be independent of those financial burdens. And I remember talking to one of the council members, and he said, look, he said, we've found something for you. We'll meet you at the Domain at Waikanae Beach. So we went to the Domain at Waikanae Beach, and it was an area at the back of the Domain where the council used to have a depot there. That was no longer a depot. They had had a change of plans with the Horowhenua and the Kapiti people, and they took the depot somewhere else. Anyway, he pointed over to the shed, which was a store shed for everything, and it was about 9 meters by 9 meters, and it was built of concrete blocks, and it was falling. Believe me, it was falling down. There was holes in the roof. If you could get the door open, which we finally did in the end, there was old logs, there was you name it, everything from wildlife to everything was in that shed. There was piles of dirt and it was an absolute mess. And I turned around to Nigel and I said, "What are we going to do with this? Where are we going to put the men? Where are we going to put all the saws and all the implements and everything else?" And he turned around to me and he said, "Andrew, it's a place to start." And it sure was. Now, that building now is now disappeared because the building today down there is just, it's marvellous. It's all built and there's several sheds that the men have got their factory. I suppose it is a factory, but it's not a commercial factory, that's for sure. They built a lovely facility there for the men to use. There's a lovely kitchen. There's a dust-free area. There's plenty of tools, and there's plenty of parking there. Although they're getting that many members going in there, it's very, very difficult not to park out on the street now. It's just absolutely grown. We do have some sponsors, or they do have some sponsors down there. I'm not involved in the thing anymore. I was their first secretary. Nigel was the first chairman, and Charles Lloyd, he was the treasurer. The sponsors that we had, and we couldn't have operated without these sponsors, is the Lotto, McCarthy Trust, TransPower, Nico Foundation. I must mention all of these because they do need it does need to be recorded. Hurricane Roofing, Zip, Goodman's, Stones, Kiwi Rail, Contract Services, Waikanae Charter Club Community Grant, Harcourts, the real estate people, Placemakers, Bunnings, Mitre 10. And I'm sure there's a lot more others that that they've taken on as well that help out. There are, I do know, people from other trusts that are giving privately, and they don't want their name advertised. But it's tremendous the way they've done that. Getting back to the council are very, very good in giving us that little building. And, you know, they only charged us $1 a year for rental for that building, and I thought that was marvelous. And what that does, it gives us we don't own any property, which is good. We just couldn't afford the rates and all of those other charges that go. We're a community organization, and even though I'm not involved with them now, I still say I am one of their family, and it's been a marvelous trip on how it's grown in this country.
It is. Well, of course, Kapiti is famous for its coffin club.
you might say that. That's a nice expression.
And I understand quite a few have come to Palmerston North. Awaiting the big day rather than being something after the event. So I think it's a very worthwhile thing that people can actually then feel much more in control of the way we depart this earth and and find. But of course other sheds have their own particular interests. I do know that Manitou here do little coffins for stillborn babies.
Yes.
And I was talking to a midwife and she said that's really an important part, that is something that is offered to people. But
We've lived here for 6 years now in Palmerston North, and I have spoken to David Chappell and looked at their shed down there. They're doing a marvellous job, the guys. They've done very, very well, and everyone's different. The different men's shed organisations throughout New Zealand, they all do things differently.
Yes.
But basically, the main core of the whole thing is men themselves and
yes.
their well-being and what they like to do with their hands.
The muffin tray that I've got here was actually made by a guy called Laurie Locke, and he was our first member of Menshed Manawatu, other than the board. Now, I've got to say, Laurie was an absolutely amazing woodworker, but he was also had built his own computerized, like a laser cutter, which can cut through wood and through all sorts of heavy duty plastics. Now, this it was absolutely amazing, the work that he could do. And he was really keen for this to that sort of the electronics to be more part of what men's sheds were. So he could build little robots from computer pieces and things like that. Sadly, Laurie died quite suddenly, but it would have been something that would have been really quite special, I think, had he been here, and that something would have given Menshed Manawatu a difference, a real perspective. So
that's a very good tool, and it's, you know, it's only recently come into being, hasn't it? You know,
yes,
with all of,
yes.
You know, you take a look at the building of cars and things like that, and metals. They can cut through metals. It's incredible.
I was absolutely amazed, but he built it just from looking
from
at
scratch,
plans.
He
built
it
from scratch, looking at plans which he'd found online and things like that. But it was some quite amazing work that he did. And, I was really quite keen to be an apprentice to learn that sort of thing.
You could.
Yes. And, of course, wood turning, I think, is one of the things that I would really like to do. But, it's the time.
Yeah, in more ways than one, it's time for, you know, these men around the place who, you know, they don't want to spend, a lot of them don't want to spend time in the pub, they don't want to spend time at the bowling club and drinking with the boys or even playing the games and things like that. They like to do something with hands.
With
they
hands.
Like to create, don't they?
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, we also here, and I'm sure all the other clubs, sheds do too, we bought things which would be raffles to fundraise for other groups.
Yes.
Because we were actually quite well sponsored and we're only too willing to help the other groups. Yeah.
It gives the guys a goal.
Yes.
They get into little groups and they get projects. They give themselves projects to do. One of the guys down in Waikanae, I can't really speak for the guys here in Palmerston North, even though I'm living here now.
Yes.
But I'm sure they do this sort of thing all the time. One of the blokes came up with an idea that why don't we build a park bench?
Okay.
Now, this was almost right outside the health centre down there.
Yes.
And they did. They presented this to the council and the local council there, and they said, yes, go ahead and do that. That's fine.
Mm.
And there's a nice plaque on there saying that the guys built it.
Built it, yes.
And the number of people who sit, look, it's not empty during the day. There's always someone sitting there watching the traffic go by, or they're waiting for someone to come out of the surgery or do their shopping or just rest there.
Yes, that's certainly Palmerston North Menshed have built some seats which are in the park, our local park, and we've been lucky enough to get sponsors to actually then put a name of a person on those seats. So We have Eileen's Ease, which is, yes, now she's 92, yes. Well, thanks, Andrew. It's really been interesting to listen to hear about the Kapiti particularly, and I think I should just say for Menshed Palmerston North, thank you very much to Palmerston City Council.
Absolutely.
For what they've done for us. So this is Al Haggerty and Andrew Stevens. Saying that's us for today.
Thank you for listening to Manawatu Conversations. This and other recent programs can also be found on the Manawatu People's Radio website, and a range of programs is also available on the Manawatu Heritage website of the Palmerston North City Archive. The address for that is manawatuheritage.pncc.govt.nz.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.